Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
This is Lagos Talks 91.3 and I am Olaoluwa Awetha, news lady, your host at this critical moment. This is Life Hacks. It is time to talk about how to live a more fulfilling life, how to thrive, to do life better. That's what we do here at this critical time. Once again, I'm Olaoluwa Awetha, and today's conversation is about the human spirit. I know there was a time I talked about spiritual alignment and how a time will come. I'm not quite sure where you are in life right now, like the phase you are in life right now, but a time will come when you begin to think about your place in this world. life would no longer just be about eating and sleeping and waking up and, you know, relationships and work and money. You begin to think about who you are, like what is your place in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, so you want to have relationship, you want to have money, but those things will no longer satisfy you. They will no longer, you know, do. And that's the whole point for me. That's like the starting point of your spiritual alignment journey. A time will come when, even despite having money, despite having all of these things, you feel empty. You feel like there's just something wrong. This cannot just be what life is all about. So you begin to question, who am I? Like, who am I really, for real, beyond the money, beyond all of this, then the fame and all of that. So I believe these things happen because most of the times we focus on just one aspect of our lives. And I have mentioned it before, this is something that has been proven across different religions, different philosophies, that as humans, we're not just what we see when we look in the mirror. We're not just our body. We have a soul, we have a body, we have a spirit. Like, I am a spirit. Yeah, Olaoluwa Awetha. I am a spirit. Beyond the voice you hear, there is a spirit behind what comes out of me. I am a soul. I am a body. Of course, the body is a part of me that you can see. But a good number of times we focus on only the body. Like, people spend all their lives getting familiar, knowing who they are, what they like, what they like to eat, what they like to drink, you know, all of those things. Then, for so many people, largely, we also meet our soul, our mind, our emotions, our thoughts, her. You know, people also, but then the spirit. Now, let me look at it from another. Let me talk about this from another dimension. Have you ever really heard people talk about how, you know, some people, just to get a contract or just to have an edge, maybe in the workplace or so, they consult spiritualists. Maybe they go to a Dibia and they get powers from, you know, spiritual powers. I know you're familiar with concepts like that. How some people use jazz, how some people maybe do money rituals, or they go spiritual to make money one way or the other. You must have heard that. And some people naturally believe that in this world, you just have to have a spiritual advantage if you really want to stand out, if you really want to have impact, or if you want to win. You know, some people see life as a competition, like they're just always chasing something, something's always chasing them and all. But then, that's away from it. Do you believe in spiritual advantage? Do you believe in spiritual, getting a spiritual edge, like just doing, going spiritual to make things happen in the physical? Do you believe that? I'm going to open the studio line so that if you have any thought or philosophy or idea on this, but I can also hear from you. But I will be sharing with you what I think today on Life Hacks, and hopefully maybe it can, you know, it can make our lives better. I'm just going to talk to you about the path I am on. And oh, so the studio line is 0201 515 1913. I'm going to say that again. 0201 515 1913, or 0201 515 0913. You can also call 0809 191 3913. But then there is the studio WhatsApp line. So you can call the WhatsApp line. You can call the WhatsApp line. You can send a message to the WhatsApp line. You can also do a voice note. You can record a voice note and send via the WhatsApp line. Okay, I'll take that number again. 0809 234 5913. That is the WhatsApp line. 0809 234 5913. That's the WhatsApp line. So I'm talking about, it's, you know, today I titled it Life and Spiritual Advantage. How to put your spirit to work. So whether you like it or not, you have a spirit. And how do you know you have a spirit? Let's just, a simple analogy. Have you ever seen like a body? When I mean a body, a lifeless body. Like maybe a corpse or something, maybe. That body has like everything you have. You are a living soul. You're alive. But that body has everything you have. But it just really gets to a point where it can't do the things that you're doing. What's the difference between you, who can talk, who can walk and think, and that body? That person that's just lost, you know, they say the person has just lost his life. What's the difference? For me, I feel like that's the spirit. Because if it's all about having a heart, like a physical heart, if it's all about the biology, then that's, body, that dead body has everything you have as well. It still has a nose, especially a fresh body. It still has a nose, it has the mouth. There's a heart in that body that is not beating. Why is it not beating? For the human spirit is that spark. Is that spark, that life. So because life is not just about, yeah, I get there's the biology part that helps that spark to be able to operate in the physical world. I get. But even a body cannot operate without a spirit. Like it won't come to life. It will just be there. It cannot operate. So the spirit, people have tried to describe what the spirit is. Like what exactly is our spirit? You know, some people believe that the spirit is the non-physical part of us. Yes, the non-physical part of us. Some people see the spirit as the deepest part of a person. By means of this, the innermost part. And I've seen different diagrams on the human being as a whole. You know, the body, soul, and spirit. Some people have it in different ways. For some people, it's like a Venn diagram. They have a circle that is, they believe is the spirit. They have another circle that is connected. You know how these Venn diagrams work? When you have like three diagrams that are all in connected and they have like a middle part. But some people have like a big circle they call the body. Then they have a circle inside the big circle, which they call the soul. Then they now have another circle, the smallest one inside the second one, which they call the spirit. So they believe like they believe that the body is like the outermost part, the soul being the inner part, and then the spirit being the innermost part of the body or of a human being. So what do you think the human spirit is? If you have thoughts on this, you can send me a message. I'm willing to read that message out loud and let's rub minds today. But I will be talking really about this. Because I agree that this is the most abandoned, the most unutilized part of us. Yeah, the spirit is doing its work. That's why we are alive, I think. Because this, I believe it's the human spirit that actually gives the body or the mind the capacity to work in this realm. Although I believe in the spiritual realm, which is different, I feel like the human spirit is always active in the spiritual realm. It's always active. If you are in touch with the spiritual realm, like if you care to want to know what you're doing there. I am one of those people who believe that there's a realm, a spiritual realm, that is operating simultaneously with the physical realm. This is the physical realm, the realm, the things we can see and touch. But there's another world that we cannot see, also happening simultaneously. Like things that you are also there. Your spirit is there, but then your body is here as well. I want to believe your spirit is there. Your spirit is in your body, operating in that realm. I'm a believer of that. But then we're just really trying to talk about the spirit. So I have a call. Let's hear from you. Hello. Okay. Please call back. The numbers remain the same: 0201-515-1913 or 0201-515-0913 or 0809-191-3913. The WhatsApp line is active as well. Call, send a message, send a voice note to 0809-234-5913. We're talking about the human spirit. What is your, do you even understand what a spirit is? What is your own understanding of your spirit? Okay. Hello. Yes. Hello. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome. What's your name? From where are you calling?
My name is Tari.
Oh, Tari. Oh, this is a Tari whose messages I see on WhatsApp. Go on, Tari. What do you think the spirit is?
You have a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You have a soul that lives in your body. Life is critical.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you must have to see that if life is critical, then from what you just said,
mm-hmm.
you have to believe in the spirit. Because basically, you better now when you see a cup, it's just the body. In living in the spirit, without the spirit, there's no life. You got to create the life.
Yeah.
But the spirit is gone, God is useless.
Hmm.
So, as long as life is spiritual, like physically, it is spiritual. Anything you must do, you must have to, you must conquer your spirit first before you come to the physical. Because the spirit,
thank you. Thank you. But Tari, do you know your spirit?
How do you mean know my spirit?
How well do you understand your spirit?
I want to go out something when I pray. I tell if I should go to that place or not.
Okay.
Probably something before I when I pray. I remember, can I hear very brief, this brief something a long time ago, I went to do a job somewhere, it was into the night. So, we were done with the job. We were about to leave. The workers now said that, you know, that I must stay on that night. It was very late into the night. We had to move to look for the stairs somewhere around. I paid and I left. I was being back to the job when I did the job so that I can be there for the next morning. I saw a guy come out of the bush. Close to the road, someone was lying down. He now said, and I passed them, and I was stopped. He now said, I would like to be a man, bro. I got out of ground here. He don't drink drugs. What was telling about you? I need that thing. And when he's taking a walk inside, I hear the voice. I couldn't move. I wanted to go, but the voice just said no. It was loud, but it was just once. No. I tried to take his step. I couldn't move his from the spot I was standing. And I walked back. When I got back to where I was going, this game clear. The voice now said, those guys were what? What is it?
Hmm.
And the plan was like, you come and say, I mean, that you come and down and speak. There was nobody there. And they robbed me.
Wow.
That's how the spirit works. But you know your spirit. It tells you if you should go or if you're not. I don't know if you want to go. But you know your spirit very well. You've been training anyway.
Okay, so in a nutshell, Tari, you believe that your spirit guides you. The human spirit gives that person guidance in this world.
Yes, but you say it's the life of the person.
All right.
The body is nothing.
Totally understandable. Thank you very much, Tari, for sharing. All right, thank you. So let me know what your own theory of the human spirit is, because today we are talking about the spiritual advantage. We are talking about putting our spirits to work. And I said something earlier. The humans, as long as you're alive, your spirit is running. In fact, it is believed that the human spirit is eternal. Like, a spirit never dies. Like, the spirit can leave a body. But then, you know, I mentioned how I am a believer of the spiritual realm. Like, it's a realm where the spirit is always active. Maybe you're not in touch with it. Maybe because you have not cared to really understand how that world or that realm works. Maybe you don't know what is going on there. But you can know what is going on there if you are in touch with your spirit. So today is all about being in touch with the spirit. But let me know what your, or if there's any weird theory you've heard about the human spirit, just let's talk. But we today want to talk about the spirit. So as I was saying, I'm a strong believer that there's a spiritual world that operates simultaneously with this world. And I'm also a strong believer of the fact that sometimes the things that happen in that realm, they filter, they find their way to control the things that happen in this realm. Yeah, I am a strong believer. In fact, I feel like I'm a strong believer of their realms. There are different realms, inclusive of the physical realm, the spiritual realm, and they interact. Like, there are things that you do in the physical realm that can affect or that can count for you in the spiritual realm. I'm a strong believer of there are things also that you do in the spiritual realm that can count and affect how things work for you in the physical realm. And this idea, this thing I'm talking about, it's something that some people agree to and they use. Let me take another call. Hello? Okay, please try the call back. This is a philosophy, a concept that is widely believed by people across different religions. Let me know if you what do you think about that, but it is. And that's why you see that there are people who they feel like there are things they can do. You see, I feel like that's the whole concept of jazz. Some people call it voodoo. Some people call it whatever. That's the whole concept of that. It is believed because some people are in touch with their spirit. In fact, some people really, they want to know, who am I? What is the nature of my spirit? I am spirit. I am a strong believer of our spirit can do way more than just keep us alive. Yeah. It can do way more. I'm going to be listing out what the human spirit does. Tari just called in now to let us know that he understands that the human spirit gives guidance. Like, the human spirit, I want us to see a spirit not just as something very abstract. See it as a person. As a matter of fact, when I'm looking into the mirror, I'm not just looking at my eyeballs and my lips and my nose. I'm also trying to look at the inner me. Like, there's somebody inside of me that is me as well. There's a me inside of me that is beyond. I'm not even talking about my thoughts. Yeah, there's the emotional part of you. That's the soul. We'll talk about that later. There's a spirit inside of me. Who is that spirit? Who is that? I want to understand who that person is. I want to know what that person can do for me. Do you know me? I want to understand how powerful that person is. And trust me, spirits are powerful. Trust me. I told you that. In fact, do you know how I believe in a spiritual realm where there's order as well in the spiritual realm. Like, just like in the physical world, there are people that are very tall and they have muscles and they are powerful, and just, you know, they have the power to harm people, they have the power to help people, they can do things, they can make things happen, they have been able to make money, they have resources at their disposal, they are bold. The human spirit is like that as well. One thing about the spirit that has been confirmed about this human spirit is that it doesn't die. It will be dead, but then the human spirit can be strong, it can be weak, it can be, it depends on, just like your body, it depends on how much you build it. You know, you can literally go to the gym and you can do some exercises and build your muscles and you're stronger, and you discover, you know, yes, so the spirit as well. The spirit is always there. If you choose not to interact with it, it will just be there. If you choose, and at some point, if you do something that hurts it or that pushes it out of your body, it will leave your body, but it will be there. And I was thinking about something earlier this month, like, how do you know that your spirit is eternal? You know, some people feel like, because, you know, when you're in this world, you feel like this is the only thing that exists. This is the only thing that you know, because this is the only place you feel you are conscious. Like, you can think here, but you exist beyond this world. How do I know? For me, I just thought about it this morning. You do know that until you are born into the world, you don't, do you think you are in the world? You don't remember being conscious in this world, in this realm, until you are born and you begin to think and your soul is active in this world. Does it mean that when you are born is when the world started or when the world starts to exist? No, the world has been, this physical realm has been in existence before you were born. Did you know about all of the things that happened before you were born? No, you didn't know, but those things were existing. I feel like that's how there are things that you, the world or a realm does not just exist within our sphere of consciousness. There are things that exist outside our consciousness that we are not conscious of. It doesn't mean it's not existing. It is existing. You are existing. As a matter of fact, the soul is one important seat of consciousness. I'm going to talk about that another day, but just know that the humans, that you don't know it, or that you are not able to come in touch or be in touch with it in this realm, or that your soul is, that you're not thinking about it and you're not getting to know it, doesn't mean that yes, it has been in existence. So it is believed that the human spirit is eternal, and I think that that's one of the powers of the human spirit, the fact that he never dies. It's one of the characteristics of the human spirit. And I also want to talk about this. I mentioned earlier how there's interconnectivity amongst the three parts of us. There's the human soul, there's the human spirit, there's the human body, and they connect. They don't all work in isolation. Yes, they don't all work. There's a part where the human spirit connects with the human body. And that's why you said there's certain things that you can do physically that can affect your spirit. There's a place where the soul connects with the spirit. There's certain things that once they happen to you in the spirit, you begin to feel them in your heart. You feel them emotionally. You begin to feel them. In fact, one of the closest part of you to your spirit is your soul. Because some people, even psychologists, believe the human soul is the seat of consciousness. Because, and I know that medical practitioners know this. Do you know that you can be alive and not be connected to your soul? When you hear that people are in a coma, like that person has the breath, the person is breathing, the person is alive. The organs, because the spirit is still in that body, the organs are able to work. some of the organs are able to work. For example, the heart is working, the brain is working, but then the work is not really complete, because there's a which will lead me to talk about people talk about the seat of connectivity with these things I've talked about. For example, so people believe, yeah, there's a spirit that is operating in the spiritual world, but it also has a seat in your body. There's a place where the spirit and the body meet in the body. And that's why I feel like that's the point of life and death. For example, somebody can practically be living now, be alive, but if something happens to, there's certain key parts of their organs and bodies, if anything happened to it and those things fail to work, the spirit will leave their body. So they're like, those body parts are like portals to the spirit. Like, for example, the heart, like the, I'm not talking about the emotional heart, I'm talking about the physical heart. If the heart stops to beat, there's a high chance that the spirit will leave the body. You know, they say if the, maybe brain, some part of the brain. So there are certain places, things, parts of the body that are seen, specific body parts are seen as like a contact organ for the spirit. That's, they believe that's where the body and the soul meets. There's also the part where the body and the there's also the part where the body and the soul meets. There's a part where the soul and the spirit meet. So there's like and there are also parts of the body where the three meet, like the three. If anything happens to that part of the body, it affects your heart, it affects your spirit simultaneously. So you do not joke with those parts of your body. So, you know, I've been able to establish that. So the whole point of this is, do you believe in spiritual advantage? I was talking about the characteristics of the human spirit. The human spirit is eternal. I talked about how the human spirit is powerful. The human spirit is powerful. In fact, why do I think the human spirit is powerful? I'm one of those people who believe that the spiritual world is more powerful. And why do I think the spiritual world is more powerful? Because I feel like if you're a Christian, there's a saying that those who worship God worship in truth and in spirit. I hope you know, for those of us who believe in the in God, the spiritual world is like where God really thrives. Like that is the realm of God. That's the God realm. So because it is the realm, God realm, it becomes, and when I mean God, let's really understand God from the literal meaning of God. God means creator. That's the meaning of God. The creator. So the spiritual world automatically is the seat of creativity. It is a source. When I mean creativity now, I don't just mean like art or whatever. I mean like that is the beginning of everything. Like everything that is ever created starts from that, from the spiritual world. For example, yeah, because that is, okay, so if God is the creator of everything, if you believe that God is your creator and he is a spiritual being, the spiritual world is more powerful, because there's also a part of us that has existed before every other part of us, and that is the spirit. The spirit is the one that is the most godlike part of us. I mean, for one being to create the universe, to create everything, I mean, the being must be powerful, according to, you know, the Bible. Just with the words of his mouth, you know, the arguments as regard that. But if we just come to agree that he created everything, then he's the most powerful. So that, in fact, the spiritual part of us is the biggest God part of us. It is the most powerful part of us, because it is the part of us that is closest to our creator. So, and yeah, I mentioned it earlier. In fact, if you study, if you're a Christian and you study the book of Genesis, you discover that there are layers of creation. And yeah, in fact, when the heaven and earth and, you know, man and everything, it was as if they were created like 2 to 3 times. And some people believe that there's a part of creativity that is first of all in the spirit. And it is done with words. It is done like your spirit does it, and it is done like physically. The representation of that activity in the physical realm are words, and that's why they say words are powerful. I don't even want to go into the whole technology of words, because words are, you know, just because we do them so easily, we really don't understand what exactly they are. Words are not just what we say, they are sounds, they are words are energies, words are. Yeah, spiritual energies, like they're not just something that we hear. Words carry power. But, you know, to what extent we believe in our words, or to what extent we empower our words, is a different thing. That's, you don't empower your words, and you don't see the spirit part of it, or you don't feel it with the spirit part of it. Because what really makes words powerful is when you are doing it from your spirit. And that's why it is believed that whatever it is that you say from your spirit, like, it carries so much power. It's active. It goes into the world and it does things. Yeah, and that's why you see some people believe that I can speak now and my words will affect another person. It will cause something to change in my environment. It will cause something to change in someone else. And, you know, I think that's like the old technology behind curses and prayers and all of that. Some people believe I can pray something to happen. I can, if I speak it from my spirit, it will happen. Whether immediately, whether in the long run. So people speak into the atmosphere. And now, speaking of atmosphere, now let's get to the part of the spirit that is connected to every other thing in creation. I remember I told you that the spirit man is the part of us that is more linked with God. Is the most God-like part of us. Now, God is the creator of all things. At least if we believe in God, for those who believe in God. Like, according to the Bible, he spoke out things like into reality. That's like one of the characteristics of creation, or one of the ways to create things is to speak it into existence. It's one of the foremost layers. There's also a part of creativity that is in the mind. I'm gonna, you know, there are different layers of creativity. For example, for you, let's even talk, because one thing about me is that sometimes in my quest to understanding God, I try to understand myself, because I believe that somebody created me. Like, I didn't just happen. I wasn't just a spark or something like that. Of course, things happened and happened. There's so many activities that happened that led to my creation. So I know that I'm not just like anything. Nothing actually is anything. So this is something that scientists and all of these things argue from time to time. But then, because if you believe that everything was created by God, this is something that even scientists have been able to prove. There's like interconnectivity amongst all the things that were created. For example, there's a school of thought that believes that, do you know that we are all made from the same things? Like, if you see in a human body, there are certain atoms and cells and particles that you also find in wood. You also find them in the air. There are similarities in our compositions. So we are connected. Like, there's a part of me that is in you. There's a part of me that is in other living things. There's immaterial in me, something I'm made of that is in other things, in plants, even in non-living things. You know, non-living things are broken down into, they are, you know, scientists have been able to do a very fine job to break anything you see. They've been able to break it down to the smallest unit. It is a thing. And if you check some of these things, you know, you have atoms, maybe phosphorus. There's also an element of that in the human blood. There's also, you know, oxygen. There's also an element of that in the human. For example, water. There's water. There's the ocean filled with water. There's water inside the human body. Like the human body, we've been told, is even almost 70% or even more water. So there's water in me. There's water in so many things that I see. They're just pure water. There are animals that live in water. So we are connected. And it is because we are created by, we are all from one source. In fact, it is also believed that every other thing you see has a spirit. And that's why I'm focusing on the human spirit now, because we are not, anything that you see that is active has a spirit. In fact, that's the definition of spirit to me. That action. Spirit, the spirit of a thing is what makes it active. Anything that you see that can react to a thing is active. And it means there's a spirit behind it. So now I'm talking about I'm talking about the spiritual advantage, yes. How people can practically do something with their spirit, or with their spirit, they can control how their life works. So it is believed that we are connected with every other thing that is created. And that is the only reason why we can relate with them. It's just like as a human being, if you don't have something in common with someone, you will not be able to relate with them. They will say things you won't understand. They will do things you won't understand. So one of the reasons why you would be able to relate with someone is because you have things in common with them. So we are able to relate with other forces of nature, with other things in the world, with other that's why we are able, because we have similarities, we have things in common, whether or not we know. If we break down the biology of a human being and the biology of we look at the anatomy or whatever, or we look at the science or the composition of a tree, there are things we have in common, no matter how tiny. So I feel like the fact we don't have everything in common, that's why they are different and they function differently. Our differences are the things that make us to operate in a different way, in different forms. But then we have things in common. In fact, if you don't even know anything, the fact that thing is alive, it means it has a spirit. Because do you know that there are dead plants as well? A plant can die. A plant can die. But of course, maybe the plant spirit is largely different from the human spirit, but they are alive. They have a spirit. So because we are connected, we can practically appeal to things. We can appeal. At least, even if we don't understand all the other things we have in common, we know that I have a spirit. This thing has a spirit. And the two spirits are from one source, so we can relate. Whether or not I can speak to a thing and it will hear my voice. If it's a spirit to spirit contact, I'm a strong believer in spirit to spirit contact across the universe, across everything that is live, every living thing. In fact, even some non-living things. Yeah. Because see, anything that is created and it has some form of life, the nature and the kind of life in that thing might be different from the kind of life in us. But okay, so why do you think that if you mix, you know how chemistry, now I feel like the whole concept of chemistry is about activities, like interactivities amongst non-living things. We call them non-living things because maybe they don't have a kind of life, but some chemicals can react with another chemical. If there's no life, why would it react? Why would something respond to the presence of another thing if it doesn't have some form of life in it? And you now discover some of these things we call non-living things. Some of those things are in us. If they break down maybe our blood composition or so, some of us, we have, you know, according to, I don't want to get into me, oxygen, or if oxygen is not a living thing, like it is in one thing, it is causing a reaction when it is mixed with one thing. Yes, it is in us. I feel like anything that can react is alive. Because if it's one of the core characteristics of a dead thing is that it cannot react. It cannot do anything. It cannot respond. So that's why he says even a plant, when you eat food, there's a way, if that food is broken down, it reacts to some other things in our body and it gives us energy. And that is the energy that helps us to move. That even, you know, that complements whatever it is our spirit is doing and helps us to move. If you don't eat, some of those things we call non-living things, they are the things that energize us. I feel like there's, and that's why some scientists believe in transfer of energy. That energy are transferred from, energy is transferred from one being to the other. From one thing to the other. There's a transfer of energy in the whole ecosystem. So, and that is why I believe that it's only about, only if you can understand who your spirit is, if you can dedicate some more time to really do some investigation, to really look inward, you know. And yeah, because I believe in spirit, people can practically call things, like you can influence things from your spiritual man. But you see, I feel like life is so difficult for so many of us because we only live, like we only use, you know how doctors or scientists say we use like maybe just 10% of our brain. I feel like the things that we have been created with, we only maximize like 5%. Like some people don't even use their spirit man. They don't even put their spirit man to work. And I started really getting interested in the concept of who my spirit is from my dreams. Okay, so you might have heard it. I'm an active dreamer. Like sometimes because I feel like, why should I be? Maybe that's a spiritual activity. Maybe it's also a soul, because scientists will tell you that dreaming is in the soul, like is in the state of the soul. But I told you that there are certain things that they serve as conduits, like there's certain places or things that they both harbor the spirit and the soul. Whenever anything happens there, it can be both spiritual and like a soulish experience. In fact, some spheres are like a port, like a portal where the spirits enter, you know, passes information to the soul and the soul passes information to the spirit. So sometimes there are certain dreams that I would have. I feel like this is like what is happening in my spirit, or this is what I am doing in the spiritual realm. And as I mentioned, it looks weird, but you know, the whole concept of maybe witches flying and doing things at night in the spiritual realm, I mean, maybe those are weird, but I feel like just maybe if those are anything to go by, the reason they are probably able to do that is that there are people that are more connected to their spirit. They are using their spirit's being. They are operating from their spirit more than you. And that's why they are probably able to do whatever. This app, if you see, so some people are dedicated. They take time to study. They are experimenting with their spirit. They are, but if you are not doing it, then the spirit will just be there, just giving you life and when it can do so many things for you. Now, I'm not asking you to become a witch and fly. That's not what I'm doing. But there are different ways to put your spirit to work. I'm just going to pick a call. Just so we understand. Hello, good. Hello, welcome. This is Life Hacks.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, yes. What's your name? From where you're calling?
I'm Ola. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Oh, Ola from Ikeja. Welcome.
Yes. Your program didn't allow me to listen to news this morning because it's a very, very high good program you are bringing up, honestly. You see, to understand the spiritual war is a very, very big thing. Let me relate my experience to you.
I have this uncle that died. And in a dream, I dreamt about him telling me that it, I should assist it's one of his sons that is coming to take an admission aid from me. Honestly speaking, after I woke up from that dream, I just tried to write it down. It's not up to 3 months. The son does something and asked me exactly what the father that was late told me to do for him. I was so shocked. And that is where you will know the power of spirituality that has to do with you sleeping, dreaming, going. That is the most experience you having a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And that dream is trying to come out to interplay in reality.
Yeah.
You see, that's why Yoruba people would believe a lot in spirituality. If you want to know about it, I wish you can invite someone who is a Christian, you can invite them to come and talk. Great message, the Greenlanders, they can talk. The form of many people can come online and talk about the spiritual world to you. So you clearly understand what the spirituality of being. You know, there is a way, we have good and bad spirit. If you go to those who know about the spiritual being, you will know they are good and bad ones. And there are those who serve God and those who don't serve God. And those who relate to things that have to do with human beings and those who have to relate to things that are in the other side. And that is why this topic you are talking about should be a thing you should be doing almost twice in a month. So it should be a spiritual awakening of us in this life that we are spiritual beings.
Thank you. Thank you.
Speaking, don't talk. And that would be my take.
Thank you very much. Well, I sincerely appreciate that. And getting another call from John, from Ikeja. Let me just try to pick this. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hello, John. Hello. Just hold on for a moment. Let me sort the technical issues out and hopefully we'll hear you better. Hello, John.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, John. Go ahead. Welcome.
Okay. This topic is very interesting, my dear. Last year I had two dreams where my father drowned inside the well. I saved him. I had the second one.
Mm-hmm.
He drowned into another well. I saved him.
Mm-hmm.
The third one, he drowned into a well. I saw him lying down there, covered in a white cloth. This year, I was a month ago, my father died, and they took him to mortuary. They sent me a picture of the day they took him to mortuary. The same way he was lying on that dream, that was the same thing I saw. You know? So I was like, wow. And I always tell people that spiritual, you don't play with spiritual aspects of life. You know, at times, this our present generation, we can play a lot of things because we think we live in a civilized world. But there are so much to it that we need to pay attention. Me, personally, I pay attention to spiritual things because I know that they are very vital in our life. And this, my father, he should taught me a lot of lessons. When I saw it, I called him, I told him, I said, see what I saw. The second time, I did the same thing. But the third time, I was so weak in the spirit that I was not able to do the things that I used to do. You know, as a Christian, I know beyond just reading the Bible in the pages of the Bible. I know beyond all those things because there are so many forces that we don't know as Christians. We think we know. We just go to church and just come back and we just sit down and people manipulate our life from somewhere without us knowing what is going on or what is happening. Let me say this for let me just conclude with you. At times you have a vision where you see yourself in another place. I always tell people that we are human beings, we are spirit, but we have body, we live in a body.
Yeah.
At times you see yourself in another place. That place you are seeing yourself is actually telling you that you are moving. You are somewhere in a particular time. So at times we take it for granted because we are Christians. We just say, God forbid, blood of Jesus. This and that, there are more to it than saying all the things we are saying, my dear. This is your topic. It is so, so wonderful.
Thank you.
I am blessed.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And yeah, for some interesting reasons, more calls are coming in. Maybe I'll just try to do like some sort of extension, because we're supposed to be doing something else now, but I'll just give us some, maybe another 12 more minutes so that we can conclude on what we want to talk about today. Hello, welcome. This is Life Hacks, Lagos Talks. Hello, what's your name?
I'm Kibeto.
Oh, I can't hear that. Please call back. I really can't pick out your words. So, just like the last caller said, I mean, the person I was able to really talk to, I mentioned this earlier, that there is a spirit, like a you that is operating, that is somewhere else. There's a place called the spiritual world. And you are also represented, just like you are in this world. You see, you're in this world, you are doing things, you're trying to be powerful, you're trying to be influential, to impact, you're trying to influence people. Yes, you're trying to, you know, make money. There's another you that is operating in the, because that's the only, because it's a spiritual world, only spirits can operate the spiritual world. So there's also you, this is the same you. You are, in fact, people don't believe that it's possible for one person to be in three different places. It is. I'm a strong believer of that. Let me just put it. I believe it. Some people don't. I believe that you can be in the physical world and still be in another realm, living life. Like some of us, we don't even care to do what we are doing in those places. But do you know that that's what makes you weak? Because, see, do you know what power is? I feel like one of the things about power is that power is the level of consciousness or influence you hold in the realm that you are. That is what power is. If you are existing in a place, you don't care to know what you're doing there, there's somebody who cares to know, and the person is taking advantage. The person will most likely have more power than you, because that person is actively, the person is more active. And that's why, you know, there's a term called dying spirit. Like when you're not, the nature of a spirit itself is to be active. It gives life. It makes things happen. It makes things move. Your spiritual you is what makes you exist in this realm. It makes you active, alive. So, but the more attention you pay to it, the more powerful you are in that realm. And that's why he says some people, they try to go spiritual. They pay more attention, because they pay more attention to their spirit man, they become more spiritually powerful in this world. Like not even in the spiritual realm, they're able to influence things in the spirit. And I talked about, now let's even talk about the influence. I talk about how if you read your Bible, for example, if you're a Christian, that's like an easy example. Read your Genesis again. I am doing that right now. You discover that there's a creation that happened in Genesis 1. There's another, the creation of the same thing happened in maybe Genesis 2. Happened in another, like, so initially, you told you God created the heaven and earth. He said, let there be light. In chapter 2, you say again that God now created the same thing he has created again in Genesis 1. He created it again. In fact, for example, quick example, in Genesis 1, God said, let's make man. There was a part of Genesis where God said, let's make man in our image and after our own likeness and this. You know, you would assume that man was already made or something. But there was a part of Genesis again where we're told that he took the soil of the ground and he molded a man. That's another. So, you know, it's creativity. There are levels to creativity. An easy example is that there's a way before you are able to create something with your hand, you first of all need to have created it in your mind. Like the first, for most creatives, there has to be like that point of inspiration. That point where you that idea, you, for some people that are more visual, maybe you see it, or some people that are more emotional, you feel it. There's a way you just first of all come in contact with you. Conceive that idea before you are able to, maybe if it's now a painting, before you're able to paint, before you're able to mold, before you are, it first of all happens in your mind. And do you know that for some people that are spiritually active, if you can create things with your spirit. And that's why you, some people call things forth. You can call it forth in your spirit. You can incubate it in your mind. See, the thing is, we'll get to mind later on, but in your, you can create things in your spirit. And some people have, because of the study of the spiritual world that they've, the level of study they've done in the spiritual and how active they've been, they know what to do. They know what to mix. They know, you know, and there are different ways to be, to exercise your spiritual man, you know, meditation, prayers, you know, we get all of those things, prayers. Yes. And do you know what prayer is? People don't, people think, and prayer is simply speaking. Prayer is simply, you see, prayer is simply communication. Now, what are you communicating with? You know, for some Christians, you know, for in some religion, prayer is when you're communicating with God. You are communicating with God. But do you know that prayer is not just communicating with God? In prayer also, when you're praying, there's a type of prayer where you communicate with nature. You communicate with creation. Now, there is the creator, and there is creation. We are part of the creation. But in a way, because we are created after the likeness of God, we are also a kind of creator. It's just that because God is a bigger creator, his creations are bigger and better than our creations. We can create little things, great things. And that's how we've been able to create all kinds of things. See the world we built. And that's the difference between human beings and animals, because, yeah, they are also intelligent, they have a spirit, but their level of intelligence and the level of their spirit is smaller compared to ours. So their creation will be smaller than our creation. So, we can create. Prayer is just simply speaking. Is it that you are speaking to your creator, or you are speaking to his creation, or you ask, you know, that's what prayer is. There's a part of prayer where you're either thanking God, you're speaking to God, you're asking. But they say, and that's why you say that, even if for people that are Christians, there's a part of the Bible says, ask. If you want to make things happen in the world, there's a part of prayer where you declare, you command, you still need to make things happen. And that's why you see that some people will have dreams of something terrible happening and they will pray. You know, and you can cast out, even, you know, you can speak to creation. If you are really spiritually powerful, like if you have been able to activate your spirit, like really understand your spirit man, empower your spirit man, it depends on the level you are in the spirit, you can speak things to life. And when we're talking about speaking things, you're just talking to those things and they will respond to you because you have things in common. And you know, some people, it also depends on, you know, I told you that even in the spiritual world, there's hierarchy and there's power. Yes, some spirits are more powerful than some other spirits just because they, you know, there are spirits. There's a spirit in leaf, there's a spirit in goat, there's a spirit in man. Some human spirits are more powerful than some other human spirits. It's not because some human spirits are created more powerful. Every human spirit is created at the same level, which is the level to which you're able to empower your own spirit by understanding it, by putting it to work, by exercising it, just like you exercise your muscles and your muscles get bigger and stronger. That's what makes one human spirit more powerful than the other. So if there's a level of power you generate in your human spirit, you can influence another human spirit. You can influence the things around, the non-living things around you. You can activate them, you can deactivate them, and all of that. I'm just talking about my beliefs, you know. Hello. Okay. Try again. I try to pick your call. Please try again. Okay. Please try again. Or if you can't seem to make it, you can send a voice note on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message. If you have been trying, I know people have been trying to call in, but each time I pick, I just can't seem to hear anything. Hello. Lagos Talks. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to Life Hacks.
Yeah, is it better than before?
What's your name? From where are you calling?
I'm calling from Sweden. But I don't know. I'm hearing my own voice in the background. I don't know if it's better or not.
Are you? Is your radio set on?
No, it's not on. I think. I don't know.
I really quite don't understand what's going on as well. But go on. Let's see. It's like I'm beginning to hear you better.
Okay. A human being is the person, yourself, on the other side. Because I understand that when you think it's 1 + 1 = 1, you should look at your own body. You have the ears, you have the legs, you have the eyes, and you want.
I'm so sorry. You're not clear. Please send a message or call via WhatsApp. I'll call the WhatsApp number in case you don't have it. I know you're trying to make some very important points there, but unfortunately, it's not clear enough. So the WhatsApp line is 0809-234-5913. All right. So, but I think we're really coming to the end of the program now. In summary, and just as people have suggested, I'll try to like have a series on this, like continue this conversation from time to time on Live Acts. The summary of today's talk is that you are a spirit. Get interested in who your spirit man is. That is it. That is arguably the most powerful part of you. Imagine neglecting, you have like the most, ignoring the most powerful part of you. What? And there's somebody else putting that to use. Now, I'm not saying do jazz. I'm not saying do voodoo. See, there are different ways to empower yourself spiritually. And that's why you see some Christians they've been able to find a way. See, one thing about the human nature, generally, whether body, whether soul or spirit, is that there's power in practice. There is power in knowledge. The more you know something, the more powerful you become, or the more you empower it. The more you practice something, the more powerful it, because just like your body, your muscles, the more you get active physically, the stronger you become. There's this potential that you have in you. That's the human spirit is potentially greatest thing in the world. But if you're not even touching it, you're not scratching it. See, from your spirit you can, I'm a believer, from your spirit you can command money to work for you. You see, some people, they seem to do certain things with ease. See, some people are operating from their spirit man. You are probably just, you know, working from your soul. You're working, always thinking. Some people, before they even see, spirit doesn't, sometimes it works like magic, sometimes it doesn't. When you call, just like creation, study the book of Genesis again. God created the world not just once. There was a part of creation that was spiritual. It seems to be a part of creation that was, you know, mental, that was physical. There's also a part of creation that seems physical. For example, the creation of man, we're told that he molded and he breathed the breath of life. You see, that breath that he breathed into it was the spirit that has already been created, I believe. So there are levels to it. So before you go out there and you begin to make money moves, have you created what you want in your, as your spirit man created it? Has he commanded the other forms of creation to work for you? Because if not, even when you make moves and you make moves, you discover that life will be hard. Life will be harder than it needs to be. Things will be hard. It will look as if the world is not responding to you. It looks, because you, there's a part of you that is connected to the things that you want, that you have not been able to you've not been able to put it to work and activate it. Some of the things that we want in life, they are spiritual as well. But spirit to spirit, we have not been able to connect with those things and instruct them. And we've not been able to relate with them. So, you know. Yeah, there's a... And I told you how largely the spiritual world has the capacity to influence the physical world. And it's not bad. It is just the way the world is. It is just the way God has created things. God has created us because, and that's why God created us in three. We have the capacity to operate in all the realms of existence, of, you know, but if you choose not to, then it's on you, because God has already created within you the ability to do it. So the call this morning is to really pay more attention to your spirit, man. And, you know, for some people, it's prayer. Yeah. Meditation, whatever it is that calms your body, calms your mind, and just focus on your spirit. There are also physical activities that help your spirit, and people don't understand. For example, I even believe there's a spiritual part of everything. Do you know, ordinary going to the gym and exercising your body can help your spirit. For example, I told you about conduits. Like there's some organs in your body that are conduits. For example, your heart. If your heart is weak, that is your body. Your spirit's on its way out of your body. Just this, it's true. That's your, because if the heart dies, the spirit gets out of that body. If the heart can't beat again, the spirit is out of the body. So things like putting your body in good shape. Do you know there's something that happens to me when I'm physically weak? I tend to be depressed. Like my soul is weak. My spirit. That's why he said sometimes when you're physically weak, you can't pray. The things that, you know, the things that you know how you do. So there are physical things that you can do to also enhance your spirit. There are emotional things in your soul that you can do to build your spirit. Because in fact, do you know, the one of the biggest seat of the spirit in this world is the soul. And most spiritual battles are fought. The battleground is in the soul. That's a conversation for another day. Because a good number of times things happen in the spirit, and we see the reflection in our body. And that's why, you know, some people believe, some people shot somebody arrow and the person becomes, you know, sick and the leg. Yeah, those ones happen as well. But that is just like 10% of spiritual battle. The biggest spiritual battles, the battleground is, the field is the soul. Because the soul, there's the power of the soul in this physical world as well. I can't even get into it today. But you see, I hope we get the point. I hope we get the point that engage in spiritual activity. Get to know who your spirit person is. Personally, I recommend maybe Christianity, because I am a Christian. And that is like the platform and the institution from where I am really getting the knowledge and getting to know my spirit. But, you know, some people do whatever works for them. Some people have been able to know their spirit more within different other religions and stuff. You know, my own recommend, I can only preach what I know and what I'm doing. But you see, just, you discover that you'll be able to do more in this world if you can do things first from your spirit, then create. You can create the life you want to see. And that's why you see that some people who have a dream, they know that that is their spirit man talking to them about something. And I do agree, you know, the spirit has a capacity to lead you. It can guide you. In fact, the spirit man is your guide in this world. But if you don't connect with your guide, you walk astray. You just been, and that's why you see that you get to a point where life will feel meaningless, because there's somebody that has been put to guide you. You know, but you are not. Another thing that can build your spirit, man, is when you connect with God. You see, God is the creator of your spirit. In fact, your spirit came from God. I'm still at a point where I'm struggling to understand whether the spirit was created by God or your spirit is even a part of God. You know, there's a difference between a part of me and something I have created. Because even, for example, in within the Christian sphere, the Bible told us that God breathed the breath of life. You know, it's something that is from God. It is directly, because at some point God said, let's make man in our image. Your spirit is the core part of God that is made after God. It is just like God. So, see, one thing about creation is that the more you connect with your source, the more powerful you become. So you cannot just imagine you create something and the thing just chooses to do whatever, wander too far away from you. It loses value. Because, like, so it is very important that you connect. It is one key way to build. So when you connect with your source from time to, see, the more you connect with your source, the more powerful you become. If you do it every morning, fantastic. You do it every day. But if you choose to do it once in a month, you think you are doing your creator, you are doing yourself. Because the farther you are from light, the more you walk into darkness, the weaker you become. The weaker you become, and you become a prey. There are people who are connecting with their sources, who are building themselves up physically, spiritually. They become more powerful than you. But potentially, you guys have the same thing, but they have just chosen to build on what they have, and you have chosen not to. And, you know, sometimes it feels like, all this work for what? Try it. When you do things from a powerful spirit, you build your spirit, you make it more powerful, you are able to command things, you're able to speak to things, and they come to life. You're able to create more. Even when eventually you still physically need to do some things, but see, when something you've already settled in the spirit and you are doing in the physical, the results cannot be the same. The speed and accuracy, the joy you feel creating those things cannot be the same as when you're just really disconnected. Life will be hard. And you know the whole point of Life Hacks is to ensure that, you know, life is easier for us. And that is Life Hacks today. Thank you. Emma sent a message from Lagos. Hello, Lou, from late night edition to the early morning edition. You deal. I like this topic you brought up. I have a question for you. Do you think our mind, emotion, essence, dreams are all from our brain? Mixing chemicals? Because some scientists discredit the soul and spirit and group both and all our experiences a brain activity. You know, scientists deal with fact. Scientists, they can't really place things they cannot see. So, you know, when we talk about spirit is, the spiritual realm is unseen. So your spirit man is not your hand. It's unseen as well. So it's, for me, it's understandable if scientists can't place, you know, they can't really talk about the place of spirit and all of those things. And, but then, you know, I feel like one of the reasons why they're even able to still talk about the mind is because, yeah, the mind is also kind of abstract, like, but it is, as I mentioned earlier on in my conversation, it is a bit more physical. Like, you can see the direct, you can physically read the implication of mind activity or mental activities. Unlike the spirit is more inside, so more abstract. So I understand, but it doesn't, that's, see, even scientists will tell you that they have not discovered something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. No, I said it, that you have, it has not, that you're not conscious of something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That thing is existing. It is you that is not conscious of it. So, but I did also say that, I believe scientists, there are certain parts of your body that they are like the seat of your soul. They're like the seat of your spirit. There's a conduit, there's a part of the body where some of these things operate from in the physical realm. Like in the spiritual realm, like they operate without your brain, your spirit man operates in the spiritual world. But for it to, for example, if your spirit man wants to pass a message across to the physical you, like the you in this world, yeah, then you, that's why you say when people have dreams, they are brain activities. I told you that brain, for me, I believe, is one of the seats of the spirit in the physical world. So maybe scientists can, so they would most likely want to group all of those things under brain activities. But it is up to you to know, to know what it is. You can't blame them. They only work with facts and it is understandable. Maybe they'll get there someday. You never can. There are things that scientists know now that they didn't know 50 years ago. What about that? You know, there was a time we couldn't fly in the air, you know, but now there are planes. You know, science is, you know, is a continual, like it's everything that is to be known about the world has not been known. There's still so many things they are trying to find out, they're investigating. So, you know, cut them some slack. But I hope that answers the question.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.